Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Becky Day. To learn more about Becky, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Ecclesiastes 7:25. I turn my heart to know and to search out and to seek wisdom in the scheme of things and to know the wickedness of folly and the foolishness that is madness. My job for the afternoon was to entertain four preschool-aged boys, so I decided to plan a treasure hunt. After a quick snack, I handed the boys a map of our front yard, complete with a large red X and the first picture clue. They excitedly put on bandanas, grabbed their plastic shovels, and set off. Their laughter was infectious as they raced each new clue. When they found the spot where their treasure was buried, they began to dig furiously. Fortunately for them, the chest was not buried too deep, and they quickly retrieved their loot. When I consider the idea of turning our hearts to wisdom, I imagine setting off on a treasure hunt with wisdom as the prize. In Ecclesiastes, we are told that Solomon turned his heart to know wisdom, to search it out, and to seek it. What if we sought wisdom as diligently as treasure hunters searched for buried treasure? We have been given our own treasure map, the very word of God. In it, we learn of God's character, his purpose, and his plan. The treasures to be found within the pages and in God himself are limitless. Wisdom is one of those treasures. Turning our hearts to wisdom is much like opening a treasure map. Once we see the red X, we can't help but begin the search and pursue the treasure that awaits us. Ecclesiastes 8:1 says, "A man's wisdom makes his face shine." I remember the boys' eyes lighting up and their smiles spreading wide as their shovels hit a solid object beneath the layer of dirt. Wisdom is a treasure that makes the bearer of it shine with confidence and the ability to discern truth. Have you turned your heart to wisdom? Do you desire to know and to search out and to seek wisdom? What would change in your life if you pursued wisdom as passionately as a child searching for buried treasure? We have been given all we need to search for wisdom. What great treasure awaits us? Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would turn my heart to wisdom. Give me and my family the desire to know it, to search it out, and to seek it with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.